the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. We welcome one and all to our beautiful, exciting topic and episode, and alhamdulillah, the name of the silsila is Eid, a time of happiness. Subhanallah, we are in the second day of Eidul Fitr, and alhamdulillah, it is the day of happiness, the day of bounty, the day of receiving this bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the day of expressing happiness. We have learned in the previous episode the excellences of showing your gratitude and expressing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those who thank Him for the bounties, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep each and every person happy. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, on the day of Eid, we do express happiness, we thank each other, we visit each other. And one specific action which we do on the day of Eid is we also give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned in the previous episode that one of the ways of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also giving sadaqah, giving charity, helping those. This is a habit which people normally do on the day of Eid, is that if we find a destitute person, a needy person, then we help them, we support them, we give them something, we show generosity on this blessed day of Eid, subhanallah. And this generosity is indeed a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we are going to be discussing this great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is generosity. Remain with us inshallah azza wa jal, and we will learn a lot and lot of beautiful points from the blessed life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah Hawzani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that I met the muazzin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at Halab, Syria, and asked him about the expenses made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I was responsible for spending the wealth the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Subhanallah. I performed this job from the time prophethood was announced until his apparent demise. When any Muslim who needed clothing came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would order me and I would borrow money from someone, buy a shawl and give to that Muslim and feed him as well. Subhanallah. One day, a polytheist, means a person who believes in more than one God, came to me and said, Oh Bilal, do not borrow money from anyone except me. I have a lot of wealth. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I did as was asked by the polytheist. One day, I made wuzu and stood to make the azan when I saw that person approaching me. He was accompanied by many traders. He spoke ill of me a lot and he said, Do you know how many days I left in repayment? I, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, said, the time of repayment has approached. It has come near. So he said, only 4 days are left. If you do not repay the debt within 4 days, I will make you my slave and will make you graze my goats as you used to do. Allahu Akbar. Listening to this, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu says, I became worried. After offering Isha Salah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to his blessed home. Taking permission, I humbly entered and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Allahu Akbar. This was the habit of Sahaba Kiram. Whenever they had any problem, any difficulty, any trouble, then the first place they would go was the court of the August Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. And that's when they would go there, and just by mentioning their problems, they would feel as if our problems are solved and there is no difficulties in our lives, subhanallah. Just one smile of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make a person's day, was enough to remove all of his problems. You know, as Al-Hazrat says, جس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہس پرے اس تبسم کی عادت پہ لاکھو سلام. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. So حضرت سیدنا بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said, I went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said, may my parents be sacrificed for you. The polytheist that I borrowed money from has threatened to make me his slave. We both have nothing to repay the debt. He will disgrace me. Please, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to go to those people who have become Muslim so that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant as much wealth upon His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as is needed to repay my debt. Saying this, I left. In the morning, I came out to go somewhere. Meanwhile, a person came running and said, O Bilal, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has called for you. Subhanallah. When I reached him, I saw that there were four camels fully loaded with items. I asked for permission to enter. Then the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, congratulations, Allah azza wa jal has provided the means to repay your debt. Allah, Allah, Allah. He then asked, did you see four camels? I humbly said, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the ruler of Fadak has sent these camels. Keep all grains and clothes loaded on them and repay your debt with them. Obeying the order, I did as I was ordered. I then came to the masjid and made salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. He asked, what benefit did you receive from this wealth? I humbly said, Allah azza wa jal has assisted me to repay all the debt His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had. He asked, is there anything left from that wealth? I humbly said, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spend it. I will not go home until it is distributed. After completing Isha Salah, he called me and asked about the remaining wealth. I humbly said, I still have it. I could not find any needy person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in the masjid at night. The next day, he called me again after Isha Salah. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah has relieved you. Listening to this, he called out the takbir and thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. He was distressed that death may arrive whilst I still possess those items. I then followed him until he entered his blessed home. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see the generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The generosity which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had was of a different level. You know, he did not like that anything should be in his possession and it should remain by him. No, as soon as the opportunity came, he would take it and distribute it towards the poor and needy. He would take it and give it to whoever deserved it. Subhanallah. This was the generosity of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Majma' Ansari alayhi rahmatullahi al-Bari has narrated about a blessed saint, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he has stated, the favor of Allah azza wa jal of protecting me from the comfort and luxuries of the world is greater than that of a comfortable worldly life. Why? Because Allah azza wa jal has disliked the world for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the blessings Allah azza wa jal has liked for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are dearer to me than the ones Allah Azza wa Jal has disliked for his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The renowned and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the world is sweet and luxurious, means it is beautiful. One who earns money in a halal way and spends it fulfilling its perfect rights, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him reward and will make him enter Jannah. And who earns money in a haram way and spends it in any unlawful thing that is contrary to Sharia, Allah Azzawajal will make him enter Darul Hawan, which is the home of humiliation. Allahu Akbar. So, commenting on this hadith, and inshallah we will discuss this, Hazrat Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated in the book Faidul Qadir, he says, this shows that the world itself is not something bad, since it is a farm for the afterlife. Anyone who attains worldly things with Sharia permission will be helped by that thing in his afterlife. So in the world, yes, we do need to earn something. We need to earn to earn a livelihood, to live, to provide for our family, to provide for our loved ones. But this does not mean that we should go to the haram ways. It doesn't mean we should go to the unlawful ways. It doesn't mean we have to disobey Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, whatever we earn, we should also spend in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should help the needy and the poor. We should have the quality of being generous, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generous. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, sadaqah does not cause a decrease in wealth. And the bondsman who forgives, Allah Azzawajal elevates his honor due to his act of forgiveness. And the one who shows humility for the pleasure of Allah Azzawajal, Allah Azzawajal grants him elevation. Subhanallah. When my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that sadaqah does not decrease your wealth, then by Allah, your wealth will not decrease, because the words which come out from the blessed mouth of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely haq and haq and haq, and it is the truth. Subhanallah. So without fear, give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Eid, we all give our sadaqah fitr. Before the Eid salah, it is wajib to pay sadaqah fitr. So not only our sadaqah fitr, make an intention in these days of Eid, we are going to give other sadaqah as well. We are going to give lillah as well. And throughout the year, whenever we need to pay our zakat, our sadaqah, our lillah, then inshallah we will give it wholeheartedly. And we always will try and spend in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will try to be generous throughout the year, inshallah. Subhanallah. It was the excellence and the great quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he never liked to keep wealth at home. Rather, he used to distribute it in sadaqah. Therefore, one day after finishing Asr Salah, the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up quickly and went to his house and then came out. Sahaba Ikram was surprised. The noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whilst performing my salah, I remembered that I had some pieces of gold in my house, and I disliked that it remains in my home while night approaches. So I have ordered it to be distributed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most generous of all people, and he used to reach the peak in generosity in the month of Ramadan when the Honorable Jibreel alayhi salam visited him. Jibreel alayhi salam would arrive every night in Ramadan, and they both would recite the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show more generosity than the strong uncontrollable wind. Allah, Allah. That's how much the generosity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, and his peak he used to reach in the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, the month of Ramadan has just left us now. It has departed. In this month, many of us gave sadaqah, many of us spent in the path of Allah. So let us carry on this tradition in the other days as well. Let's take benefit. Today is the day of a bounty. It's the day of happiness. Let's express this happiness by being generous, by spending in the path of Allah, by helping the poor, and by helping the needy. Subhanallah, what my Sayyidi wa Murshidi A'la Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Ridwan says regarding the generosity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Wah, kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. Dhare chalte hai ata ke, wo hai qatra tera, tare khilte hai sakha ke, wo hai zarra tera. Agniya palte hai dar se, wo hai bara tera, asfiya chalte hai sar se, wo hai rasta tera. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And sahaba kiram have mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never ever asked for anything, and in reply he said no. It is not the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once 7,000 dirhams were brought in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid those dirhams on a mat and started giving them away. No one returned empty-handed until he had finished them. Allah Azza says, La wa Rabbil Arsh, jisko jo mila, unse mila, bakti hai konain mein ni'mat Rasulullah ki, hum bhikari, Allah Allah Allah, hum bhikari, wo kareem, unka khuda, unse fuzu, aur na kehna nahi aadat Rasulullah ki. Allah Allah, Allah Hazrat says that whatever any person received, any bounty, any blessing from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was received from the august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says that we are, you know, his slaves, and he is generous, and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more generous than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Hazrat says that it is not the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say la, to say no. Yes, he would always give, and he is giving, and today also we are enjoying the bounties from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the bounties from the court of Allah through the sadaqah and the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So this day of Eid is also a bounty, and indeed we receive this bounty through the sadaqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's express gratitude by showing generosity and adopting this beloved sunnah of our holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes what would be the generosity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sometimes when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would buy something from a person, then he would give that same thing back to the same person or another person after he paid for it, subhanallah. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought a camel from Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he later gave the same camel to him as a present. Allah, Allah, Allah. Where do you find this character? You buy something from someone and later on you give it to him back as a gift. That just shows the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for giving people, you know, the love he had to make sure the next person is happy, to make sure the need of the next person is fulfilled, subhanallah. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought a baby camel from Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thereafter he gave it to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, subhanallah. So he would buy and give, take and give. He wouldn't keep anything by himself. His love was and his passion was to give people and to make sure they are happy. Remember, when we are giving gifts to others, when we want to help somebody, when we are giving something to someone, we should always keep in mind that our means of attaining the risk, of attaining wealth, should always be halal means. Remember, if somebody attains wealth through haram means and unlawful ways, then there is no barakah, there is no blessings in it at all, and that can be a means of that bounty and your wealth being taken away from you. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who earns haram wealth and gives it away in charity, it will not be accepted from him. Whatever he spends will be devoid of blessings, and that which he leaves behind in this world will become a means of leading him to hell. Allahu Akbar. That is why everyone should make an intention of always attaining lawful things and through lawful manners and halal ways, inshallah azza wa jal. Regarding spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing this generosity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions beautiful rewards for these kinds of people. Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse number 274, Allah ta'ala says,
الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Subhanallah, he says, those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, the reward is with their Lord, and there shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. Subhanallah. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, verse number 261.
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The example of those who spend their wealth in Allah Azza wa Jalla's way is similar to that of a grain which has sprouted 7 stalks, and in each stalk are 100 grains, and Allah Azza wa Jalla may increase it still more than this. Subhanallah. For whomever he wills, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is most capable, all-knowing. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says that he may increase it still more than this. And how much he increases it, and how much he increases Allah, Allah, Allah. It's beyond our imagination and beyond our understanding how much we can receive from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Coming back to the generosity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us listen to a few more examples to get motivated of how to be more generous in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. In the Battle of Hunain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted many Bedouins, means those living in villages, 100 camels each. Before reverting to Islam on the occasion of the Battle of Hunain, Safwan bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked for nanny goats which were spread over the area of the jungle between the two mountains. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him all those nanny goats. Allah. He went to his people and he said, Oh my people, all of you embrace Islam. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows such generosity after which there remains no fear of poverty. Subhanallah. How many nanny goats Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him? They were spread over the area of a jungle between the two mountains. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to him. And that was the means how he accepted Islam. And he told the people also that you must also accept Islam. What do we come to learn? That spending in the path of Allah, being generous and showing this generosity can also bring the next person towards Islam. His heart might be inclined towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, Sayyidina Safwan bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, on the day of the Battle of Hunain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted wealth upon me, whereas at that moment he was the most hateful person in my eyes. He says he continued to grant wealth upon me until he became the most beloved person in my eyes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Islamic scholars have said on that day, the bestowal of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more than the whole life's generosity of generous kings. The jungle was full of goats, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granting, and the needy people came thronging in, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to step back. Even after all of them had been distributed, a Bedouin pulled the blessed shawl from the sacred body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaving a bruised mark on his blessed shoulders and back. Upon this, it was only said, O people, don't rush. By Allah azza wa jal, you will never find me stingy. Sayyidina Jubair bin Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala anhu told me that while he was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the people returning from Hunain, some people, Bedouins, caught hold of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and started begging of him, so much so that he had to stand under a kind of thorny tree, that is samura, and his cloak was snatched away. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped and said, give me my cloak. If I had as many camels as these thorny trees, I would have distributed them amongst you, and you will not find me a miser or a liar or a coward. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was the generosity which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to always carry on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I take this opportunity of wishing one and all, especially the viewers of Madani Channel, Eid Mubarak to one and all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of goodness and happiness on this blessed occasion of Eid al-Fitr. Subhanallah. Remember, be happy, stay happy, and keep those around you happy. Allah azza wa jal will keep you happy, inshallah. We hope to meet you soon. Till then, keep the entire ummah in your du'as, and keep this humble servant in your du'as as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness.